This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, January 8th. God's word to you today is appreciate his work. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 40, verse 5, and it says, O Lord, my God, you have done many miracles for us. Your plans for us are too numerous to list. If I try to recite all your wonderful deeds, I would never come to the end of them. To cheer up when change looks distant, you must stop and appreciate the Master's work. Sometimes it feels like nothing is changing in our lives. However, when you cannot see any change in your life or see what God is doing, it is because you have not really stopped to look. That is the truth. When I got saved, honestly, I was not expecting a physical change. Some people actually expect physical changes. I have heard teenagers say, I thought my pimples would disappear. They told me I will be a new creature, and that's why I gave my life to Jesus. I do not want to have all these pimples. By God's grace, I did not have those problems. But I expected some big changes in my life. When I got saved, I heard the 2 Corinthians 5:17 scripture a whole lot. If a man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are new. I was in such a hurry for the changes that I did not see what God was actually doing in my life. Until people began to say, you're not the same. That was when I began to realize that I had changed. I got back home from school and my family noticed I had changed. The flesh side of me did not like it because I felt they would take me for granted. But the spiritual side of me was happy because even though I did not tell anyone I was now born again, people could look at me and see changes. The sad reality is that for some people, if their colleagues hear that they are Christians, they would not believe it. I pray that will not be your story in Jesus' name. Do not be in such a hurry like I was, because when we stop, we will actually see changes. My roommates at the university would say, you have actually changed. It was really encouraging for me, because back then, I thought nothing had changed. One of them told me that night, I prayed in tongues all night in my sleep. Guess what? Back then, the devil used to tell me that the tongue I was speaking was fake. So when my friend shared that experience with me, my thought was, this thing must be legit. When we stop to see what God is doing in our lives, we actually will see that God is working and we're able to appreciate his work. For many of us, there actually are a lot of changes going on in our lives. When you let another car get ahead of you in traffic, even though they did not signal, you have changed. Even your wife noticed and commented. When you allow your spouse to win the argument, you have changed. You know you can floor him or her in the argument, but you just allowed him or her to win. You see him or her feeling cool, and you care to say, I just allowed it. You choose instead to let it go. You have actually changed. I'm mentioning all these little things because the little things should be acknowledged and celebrated because they are pointers to the fact that change is happening. You should deliberately step back and appreciate God. Let us pray. Father, I thank you because my testimony is that old things are passed away and all things are new. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.